At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented as always by BetMGM. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Wednesday. We'll get to some more NFL Week 13 lines, games, and big picture stuff on season stat leaders, including Josh Jacobs, who's rushed ahead everybody in the race for the most yards in the NFL. So we'll get to that next hour. Right now, let's dive into some NBA. Good card for tonight, and just some big picture stuff as we are approaching. Where are we in this season in terms of we're about the quarter mark, I would think, right? 20-ish games, 21-ish games for these teams. I think we're about the quarter mark of the NBA regular season, which is amazing because it feels like we just started. But we're approaching about the quarter mark of the season, and we'll get some of the games tonight. But just some big picture stuff that's standing out. One, the Celtics, and I know Aaron has a thought on that game tonight. The Celtics are amazing. I mean, they're 17-4. They have the best point differential in the NBA. Jason Tatum might be the MVP. He's third, but the odds right now are pretty bunched up at the top. It's like Giannis, Luka, Tatum are all basically even in terms of who's the favorite for the MVP. Aaron, I didn't expect the Celtics to be this good after the coaching change. Even after last year, I thought they'd be good, but maybe 52 wins like that. Like, they're pacing for a 60-plus win season. They're great.
Yeah, and I have to admit, I thought, you know, their prior head coach, when we found out he would not be the head coach this season, that maybe they would get off to a slower start, and that is certainly not the case. I was wrong about that, and they have proven that so far this season. Tonight, Celtics at some shops, including BetMGM, 9.5-point favorites, hosting the Miami Heat. Now, the weird thing about the Heat is, like, every night, and we've complained about this, it's like all their players are questionable. Are they going to play? Who is going to play? And they end up playing. So assuming that is the case tonight, what I think is interesting, the other night, Miami was playing – Boston was playing Charlotte, and that closed at 11. So I really don't think that the Heat, I mean, just saying they're 1.5 points better, I think it's more than that. So I like the Heat +9.5 in this game. I mean, I think it's all going to come down to Miami's defense matching up with Boston's offense. But assuming that, you know, everyone does play, I mean, Jaylen, he's questionable with a neck injury. So I don't know if Jaylen Brown is going to play, but if he doesn't, I like Miami even more in this game. So I like Miami Heat +9.5 tonight against the Celtics.
It seems like Boston's on a mission now, doesn't it? Just the way they're pummeling teams. And I question the change, like, okay, there's got to be some impact. And I was wondering about the odds at the time, like, wow, they are still the favorite to win the championship. That seems kind of crazy. And we see why. You see why. And what, Monday they score 140? So last year, they were carried by their defense, right? They had by far the best defense in the NBA, and it brought them all the way till the end. And this year, it's the offense that's carrying them. Number one with the bullet and offensive efficiency in the NBA. So that flip I find fascinating, wondering if they can carry this and they are just hammering teams. So not a game that I was taking a look at. I'm really interested in this Utah stretch that's going on. People are like, what is happening? The Jazz were going to tank for the number one pick. They start 10-3, and now they're 12-11. They go from 10-3 to 12-11. They've lost five consecutive games. And now the problem here is on the other side, the Clippers, they don't have anybody. Kawhi's out this week. Paul George, Kennard, all these guys are out. But overall this year, they've had a good defense. And the Jazz, while they are going through a rough patch now, they're 6.5-point favorites against the Clippers. Even though the Clippers have all these backups, their depth is being tested, obviously, I still think 6.5 for the Jazz to be favored by over the Clips is too much for me.
It's a lot. And you're right, Joe, the Jazz, it's kind of like it's coming back to where it was supposed to be, right? I don't know if they're only going to win 22 games because they already have double digits in the bank, but it's even – the Wizards did this last year. Remember the Wizards were the number one seed in the East through the first four or five weeks of the season. And then by the end, they didn't make the playoffs. It'd be the same thing likely with the Jazz. The one game I looked at tonight that I think is really interesting, Pacers and Kings. If you look right now, they are two of the three best against the spread in the NBA. The Pacers, 13-7, best in the NBA against the spread. Kings, 12-7, tied for second. The Bucks are also 12-7. But the Kings and Pacers, good against the spread. And they're actually have both been decent teams overall. I mean, the Pacers are 12-8. Kings are 10-9. And I just think this is a fascinating game because that trade last year, Tyrese Halliburton, he's third right now in the odds for most improved player. And he probably won't win it because Gilgeous Alexander has been so good and he's averaging 30 points a game. So he might just win it. But have you guys looked at Tyrese Halliburton's numbers? I feel like if you gave me a blind test, you said, whose numbers are these? I'd say, I don't know, a Chris Paul season. That's how he's playing.
Anthony Davis, maybe. Yeah, right.
Like, he's having an incredible season, Halliburton, with points and assists. I think he's averaging 11 assists a game to go along with almost 20 points a game and close to five rebounds. So that number tonight.
He leads the NBA in double-doubles still.
I know. That number tonight is.
The aliens got Joe G.
G's gone. They took him? That was strange. Your air. There was like some weird sound that it sounded like a spaceship was landing and you were taken away.
And you really just got, I'm here. I got sucked up. Grabbed you. Gone.
Yeah.
Vanished.
You believe in aliens? You believe in aliens?
Yeah.
Are they here among us? Or are they just kind of visit?
No, they do.
Joe G might be one at this point.
Were you an alien in a big hat?
I was an alien for Halloween last year. Yeah, I still have my costume.
Oh my gosh. The truth comes out.
And Do you guys believe in aliens?
It's because you
believe in
them.
Aliens?
Well, this took a turn.
I believe in ghosts more than aliens, but I could on board. Ghosts, you probably
go grow up.
No, ghosts are absolutely real.
More than aliens, though? Come on.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't power rank aliens above ghosts. Why are you so dead set on aliens?
I think it's aliens. I think I'm with Jake. They're actual other life forms. Yeah, they're life forms. Yeah. Not spiritual beings.
Okay.
Give me the living point way of putting it.
Ghost
Paul's
hunters?
Using the official
Apparently
term.
Not.
I'm on the record as saying I believe in aliens, but I believe more in ghosts. I'm with Joe on this. What do you think you're more likely to encounter, like, tomorrow? It's obviously a ghost.
A ghost? They're here now.
Right. Like, there could be a ghost behind Jake for all we know. There's no aliens just, like, behind you.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like this conversation would be bad, like, the day before aliens show up, though? You'll never know the next day. Yes. Like, they could show up tomorrow.
And now, especially you're putting disrespect on their names, of course they're going to make some kind of show.
Always listening.
I mean, when Jake was in Champaign for college, there's no doubt that they would visit there, like in the open areas late at night.
Aliens,
visit, check things out. Yeah, they're not going to big city like Chicago, Philadelphia.
Check
DC.
Things out in Champaign, Illinois. Just see what's
land
going
in the cornfield.
Why are they so scared? I want to see these aliens walking down my street.
Is, there is a cornfield on campus at U of I that you're not allowed to go into. Right? Like, you're expelled if you go in there.
Yeah, you know why.
It's wild.
It's either aliens or Fight Club.
If it was Fight Club, I would have found it. Let me tell you
aliens
that.
Aliens have I'll a tell Fight you Club. That right yeah, now. That's what I'm talking about.
It's not bad.
So, like, but we all agree, ghosts and aliens, though. It's just
so
how we rank
why,
them.
Why are Morris. You so, like, entrenched in, like, that ghosts are, like, have you had an encounter?
There's a picture Has of anyone? Me many years ago, and there's definitely a ghost in the picture behind me.
Yeah, I have one of those, actually, too.
Yeah, do you? Were you high? Or was it?
No, I was in a basement. Like it was on like a tour in Scotland. Yeah. Yeah, there was definitely a ghost in the background of the picture.
So I've seen a ghost.
Yeah.
Seen one?
Yeah, three times. This is a while ago. It hasn't happened a long
three?
Time.
Is this the guy on the side of the road?
Yeah.
I drove
past
this.
The same guy on the side of the road. And as I drove past him, he crossed like behind the car. Beard, like a blue, like flannel shirt, jeans. I saw him three different times.
Sounds like
three times.
Three times.
Okay.
That happened to me once. Like on different roads.
That happened to me once. That happened to me once on the highway. There was a family crossing, but I don't know. Did that really happen?
They made a movie about this. It was called Black Dog. Patrick Swayze. Like you're getting a little tired behind the wheel. And then, like, you see, like, the black
exactly.
dog.
You get up
like,
early.
You swerve.
That's why I said I wasn't sure if I really saw it.
Seeing the same guy three times, though, that's like.
Yeah.
Aaron, where do you lie on ghosts and aliens? We didn't get the Aaron perspective here.
I'm in the middle. I'm not a big believer. Maybe the ghost thing. So when I went to Hawaii, this, like, local, I was outside on the sidewalk of the hotel, and he's like, did you see the ghosts? And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, Google it. This hotel is haunted. I didn't experience anything.
I'm out.
I might have been high and drunk on that trip, so I had an opportunity.
I would not believe a local coming up to the tourist being like, oh, hear about the ghost? I'm not buying that.
It was weird. I was like, thanks for ruining my vacation, jerk.
Yeah.
You have a space needle on your head right now. How are you choosing ghosts over aliens?
That's a good point.
That's a good point.
I'm sure both exist. That's kind of where I'm at. But I'm not, like, researching aliens and I don't know. I don't have any encounters or anything exciting to share on this.
If you found out that you purchased a home that was haunted, would you stay?
No. I'm out. Sell it immediately.
I would be out.
Put it down.
Like someone or if I found out someone was murdered here or died, I'd be out.
How does someone like not sell that right now? It feels like a great scam. Should we get into the ghost insurance business?
I'm in.
There's no business, but I'd be in if there was.
You know what? This sounds like a great idea. I mean, we should do this. There should be ghost insurance.
Mitch, we're quitting. What are you going to do? We're going into ghost insurance. Paul's our lead.
All of you, yes, we're starting a ghost insurance company. Thanks for everything.
With our big hats. Yeah.
That's right.
Big hat ghost insurance company.
That can't fail. All right, we'll dive back to the NFL next right here on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.